fun fact, it started as a college assignment at Spring Arbor University. I took a class, Writing for Children. It looked fun. I needed 3 more credits to graduate with my bachelor's, and the only assignment was to write a children's book. Wrote it right after the class. My professor wrote out and said, you got to send this into publication. I was completely shocked because I never thought I never dreamed of waking up one day and saying, I'm going to become an author. I sent it in, got some rejections, was a little not so fun to receive, which it never is.
No.
Professor said, you know, don't give up. Dr. Seuss was turned down 27 times, and look at his books. So I kept going, kept sending them in, and then later received 4 letters from 4 companies, and I signed with Mascot Books, my publisher.
Cool.
Yeah.
So tell us about this book. It's Crafty Charlotte.
Yes. So,
and the Magic Room.
Yeah. So it is a take on one of my memories that I hold close to my heart. My grandmother, Carol, who I still have around today, taught me to sew at the age of 8. And it is a memory that I just hold very close to my heart. And I thought it was just an easy story to put on paper. And it's a little girl that goes over to her grandmother's house and goes into her sewing room and finds this box that's like a treasure box of fabric and glitter and glue and string and sequins. And together they make a quilt, and she runs around the house with it like a cape. And just a memory that she has with her grandma. So I want kids all over the world to cherish memories that are made with friends, family, grandparents, and it can be any memory.